The $11 million deal was announced Thursday. Municipal water providers in Arizona, California, Nevada, and Colorado, and the Bureau of Reclamation have agreed to fund projects to conserve Colorado River water. Denver Water CEO Jim Lockhead says Denver is one of the four municipalities participating in the program. He says half of Denver's water supply comes from the Colorado River.
This pool of money is really designed to try and fund pilot programs that would test different ideas, whether it is agricultural water use or industrial use or municipal use. Anything should be eligible for funding to demonstrate how we can reduce our demands when we're in a drought.
The Colorado River Basin provides water to 40 million people in seven states and Mexico. A recent study from NASA and the University of California, Irvine shows the basin is drying up faster than was thought. Scientists use satellite data gathered over a nine-year period to track the changes in the mass of the basin that has been experiencing drought since 2000. They found during the nine-year period, the basin lost nearly 53 million acre-feet of water. That's nearly double the volume of Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir. Jay Famlietti, a senior water scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and a professor at the University of California, Irvine, co-authored the study.
The water security of the western United States is really at greater risk than we thought. And the reason for that is that groundwater is being used to bridge that gap between supply and demand. It has been being used that way for some time, but yet we're not really including groundwater in our basin-wide water management plan. So that's something that we need to begin addressing very soon.
The Bureau of Reclamation says all the water conserved under the new program will stay in the river to help boost declining reservoir levels. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.